Cardiff.
Hi. Can I speak with Ruben, please?
This is he.
How you doing, Ruben? This is Neil Myers.
Hey, how are you doing, sir?
Everything's good.
Ruben, I was actually about to give you a call. Literally, you're next on the list, but if I can put you on hold for about 30 seconds, that'd be fantastic, and then go over your file. Is that okay?
All right, no problem.
Thanks, buddy. Give me 1 second here. I'm going to put you on a brief hold. Don't go anywhere. Hi, are you with me?
Yes, Ruben.
Sorry, I'm bringing up your file.
Oh, you say you were ready to call me?
Yeah, you literally, you're next on the list. I'm suffering from really nasty flu, so I've been kind of in and out the last few days. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Cool. So I submitted your file for a few programs. Here's the feedback that I'm getting.
Okay.
So one of the challenges right now is that you've been in business less than 2 years. My goal is, by the way, not to beat you up. I work with your vendors to get you approved. That's kind of my role here at Bank of Cardiff. One of the challenges is that you've been in business for under 2 years. And for the business lending environment, anything that's under 2 years is considered a startup. Often it's 3 years, but 2 years is kind of a higher line where there's no wiggle room. The problem is that with being in business 2 years, you're also in Miami-Dade County, which is considered a restricted county. So you're in Miami-Dade, correct, the business?
That's correct.
Correct. So it's not a horrible thing. California is also a severely restricted state. But I'm not being able to get a lot of approvals for you because it's under 2 years in business combined with a lower credit score. So I worked with my credit officer, and I wanted to go over some avenues because my goal is to actually help you guys out, not, you know, say, here's nothing. So here's kind of a few ideas we have, and do you have a pen handy or no?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So for the traditional equipment financing loan, we do have a chance of getting you approved. However, the most that you'd probably be looking at, I need to get actually a wet signature on your application, would be about 35 grand. So I don't know if really that's going to be enough for you, and that's still kind of a stretch. The whole issue that I have is this. If we do that approval, we kind of have to document where the money's coming from. And you said you've got some money personally, correct?
Right, that's correct.
Okay.
Let me ask you something in reference
sure.
to this part. You said with 35 grand, that's going to be enough to get the machine, right?
That'd be like I'm going to walk you through a few avenues. So that's one avenue. It's a best case scenario. But if I do that, I'm going to have to gather your additional bank statements and, kind of trace the money. That's the best case scenario. But the problem is this, if you get approved for $35,000, okay, and
right.
the machine is 85 or 90, you know,
right.
that's $55,000. That's the first option. The second option is this. We have a program called a working capital loan, which is a loan that really doesn't base too much on time in business. It bases more on the overall cash flow, kind of the money in and the money out. Now, on that program, you could probably get somewhere in the range of an additional 25 to 35 grand. But basically, the whole idea here that I have is this. It sounds like that the CNC machine doesn't necessarily, it doesn't sound like a bridge solver will really help you, correct?
Yeah, definitely. That's going to be the machine that we really want.
But I'm saying something smaller wouldn't help you, correct?
No.
So here's my thought process. if you, and I can definitely respect the fact that no one's going to say, hey, look, I need something that's $90,000 or nothing, because something in the middle really doesn't help out. So here's the idea that I have. Are there any equipment that's used in the marketplace that maybe is this CNC machine but used that might be able to get you something at a smaller price point? Or no?
My price. CNC, but smaller price.
Well, something used.
Something used.
Is there anything?
Give me one.
Sure.
No, we don't want to use.
You want to use. So here's the other idea that I have. And I'm just trying to walk you through different avenues. So the 2-year time in business is a huge, huge issue. It's a huge issue to kind of get over that hump. So I guess here's kind of the loaded question. You're going to be in 2 years time in business in May, correct? At the end of May of next year.
That's correct.
All right. And so the problem is that, I mean, it's a few different factors. It's the overall credit. It's not like you have horrible credit. I'm not trying to say that, but it's overall credit score, the overall time in business. So if you're dead set on this larger machine, this is kind of what my advice would be, and this is how I would play it. I would take care of, we should work together and take care of some of the credit issues. So then have you then rerun the numbers once you hit 2 years time in business. Because if we do those two avenues, then in May, you've got a pretty solid chance of getting the larger loan amount. Because once you hit that 2 years time in business, there's a lot more flexibility. Does that make sense?
Not right now, but let me ask you something.
So sure.
Did you finish with your options or?
No. There's that's my general idea. The other idea is this. We can try to pursue this $35,000 route, but and I can send you an application just to sign and get it over. But here's the challenge that I have and I've already I've talked to the credit officer. I don't want you to think I've been sleeping on your file. I've been actually working very hard on it. I've just been quite ill. If you get a $35,000 approval and the machine is $85,000 or $90,000, you would have to show that the money that you have, you'd have to show that the money in your account, the difference. We would have to do what's called tracing. So we'd have to show like that money being in your account before you pay it to the vendor. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So a lot of I work with a lot of these situations where someone has like a silent investor or something, and they say, well, we'll find the down payment. But then when we actually go to the funding process and do documents.
But you already receive our bank statement, right? Did you see that?
Yeah, but there's not that money in there to show that difference, because 35 over 90, that'd be a $55,000 difference.
Gotcha.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, if I'm not here to play judge, jury, and executioner. It's not that I don't care. I'm not here to, like, go ahead.
In that case, we're going to need, like, more time, right? Because if I want to make the deposit right now, I'm not going to have enough time to do it right now to show that money has been there. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I mean, go ahead.
Okay, no problem. All right, I'm clear. Keep going, please.
Yeah, so there's another avenue, right? So the machine, can you tell me about the deposit? I'm not familiar with this machine. I do a lot of bridge saws for Penny. I do a lot of CNCs. I just don't do a lot for him, for his customers. So what's the deposit time frame on this machine? How does it work?
That machine made everything.
No. If you buy the machine, like, how much do you give him now? How much do you give him later? What's the progress payment on it?
The progress payment. Well, what we're thinking about is make the payment as soon as possible, because basically I have some questions that would be helpful if you consider that possibility, because you were speaking about a consignor, right? Consignor.
Yeah, I mean a cosigner would help, but it could potentially help, but the whole challenge here is this. I think a lot of people in our industry, they're going to give you a $35,000 approval and then they're going to hope you figure it out. And then you know, 3 weeks later or 3 months later, it's going to blow up because there's issues, and I don't treat people that way. So the really important thing is to just be honest with you and kind of tell you the truth. Right now, you had actually, there was 1 month where you had a really, really solid month. You did like 60 grand in like October or something, correct?
Yes.
Let's see. Give me a second. I want to bring it up. So bear with me. So May. Give me 1 second. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So in June, you did a really good month. You did 68,000. The challenge is here is this. It's both a combination of credit and time business. Even if you had an 800 credit score, doing a business, this a loan for the business that's under 2 years is very difficult to get this large dollar amount. I'd probably still be telling you the same numbers. So there is another idea that I have for you. Let's walk through the two avenues so we can understand. So the first question is this. If we're able to do a $35,000 approval for you, where would that additional $55,000 come from?
Additional $50,000.
Well, let's assume the machine is 35, and let's say you get it for 85. So let's say it's $50,000. Do you have $50,000 to cover that difference? The reason I'm asking is if you get approved for that and we can't trace the money, the loan could fall apart. That's why I'm asking.
No. All right. Right. Can you repeat again, please?
Not a problem. So if we are able to get, for example, like I can try to do a final push and I can push back on my credit department, the underwriters, and say, hey, look, this guy's willing to put a lot of money down. Let's give him a $50,000 approval. $35,000 approval. And the other $55,000, you know what? He can pay cash for. The question is, do you have that cash in the account? Can we show that money, or do you not have that access to that capital? That's the whole issue. I would need to prove that that money is already in your account, not that it's going to be there later.
Oh, okay, give me 1 second. Let me.
Sure, ask. Sure.
¿Entendiste ahora lo que dije? Okay. No. No, si él te da $35,000, si él te consigue el approval por $35,000, ¿ok? Y si existe la viabilidad de mostrarle al banco o al lender que presta que tenemos $50,000 más en la cuenta, ¿sí existe la posibilidad de hacer eso? No.
Entonces, ¿no voy a cobrar $35,000
pesos? No, pero eso no se va a cobrar en el momento.
Pero que nada más nos están prestando $35,000 pesos y nada más pudo resolver $35,000.
No. Él lo que está diciendo es que nos resuelve el préstamo con $35,000 de down payment.
Negativo.
Sí. Ya. Yeah. Ruben.
Yeah.
What you said is, just to make sure that.
Yeah, take your time.
What you said. You said that you with 35 grand, you said you can if. This is a supposition, you know, just an idea.
Yeah, it's just hypothetical.
Exactly, hypothetical, right? You said if we get 35,000 grants down payment, and then the bank give us the approval, in case we have another 60 grants in the account, is that what you said?
Well, kind of. What I'm saying is this. So even though the file is not getting approved like I wanted to, let's say I'm able to push and get you a $35,000 approval. For new businesses, anything under 2 years, 35 is sometimes the max they'll do. If the machine costs, say, $90,000, that means that there's $55,000 that isn't accounted for. But what I would need to do is I would need to show the underwriter that you already have $55,000 sitting in some account to pay the difference. What I can't do is I can't say, hey, give a $35,000 approval and the customer will just pay the vendor the rest. We actually have to show where the money is coming from. It has to show. It can't be, yeah, because it can't be done later. It can't be like, oh, we'll do $35,000 now, and then when the machine ships, the customer will find the other money. They have to show that. That's the whole issue.
Yeah, but at that time, we had to get ready those $50,000 to pay that money to the somebody else, to the bank or whatever.
The vendor.
You know what I'm saying?
Correct, but so that do you how much cash do you have on hand right now in the personal or business accounts?
Yeah, but we're talking about about $50,000 right now.
If we go that route, correct. If we go that route, correct.
Right. That I think that's not a possibility that we have right now.
Okay, so I have another question.
We can go to the. We analyze the 35 grand right now like a down payment.
So you've got about 35 grand on hand. Okay. So here's what I'm going to try to do. I'm going to ask you some crew questions, and I'm going to go back because I'm more than happy to kind of – I'll do my best to find a solution. You got my word on that. If you do a loan for $35,000 – if you do this machine – how long does it take the machine to get to you, and how do you pay the vendor? Basically, do you give them $10,000 now, $20,000 now, $30,000 now? How long does it take the machine to actually be made and shipped to you?
Oh, hold on. ¿Entendiste lo que dijo? No, porque nosotros podemos conseguir una aprobación para un loan de $35,000 por el banco. Pero tendríamos que a vendedor hacerle un schedule de pago. En ese caso, por un número determinado. Are you talking about monthly?
No, like, even if you pay cash, let's say you pay cash, you don't finance. Let's say you order the machine from the vendor. How much do they require? How much does the vendor require to start making the machine? And then how long does it take them to actually make and ship the machine? Like, what's the timeline?
Yeah, they tell me that's gonna be in 3 months over here.
In 3 months?
Yeah, 3 months.
Okay. 3 months, okay. And then how much do you have to put down to order the machine?
Down to order the machine.
Yeah. How much deposit do you have to put?
You're talking about the bank finance?
No. If you pay the vendor, if you pay the dealer for the machine, let's say you say, hey, I want to order the machine, you sign the contract. How much money does he need to start the process?
Oh, but we did not analyze that option with him.
Okay. So let me do this.
I don't know because I didn't talk to him about that. Do you understand?
Can you find out, please?
Okay.
And then can you give me a ring back?
All right, perfect. But basically, you are calling us because he called you and he gave us my information, right?
Well, you applied online, so we just do the loans for his customers.
Gotcha. And what's the bank you're representing?
I'm with Bank of Cardiff. I work for Bank of Cardiff. I don't represent them. I'm an employee here.
Okay, Bank?
Of Cardiff. Yeah. My name's Ruben. He knows who I am.
Yeah. Carlos. Is that a private entity?
I'm sorry?
Is that a private entity or is it called a bank?
We're not a traditional bank. We only do business loans, so we're a business bank. We don't take deposits. We're not FDIC insured.
All right, perfect. And give me 1 second. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. I'm gonna find out that information that you're asking to, and then I'll call you back and I'll let you know what's gonna happen with it.
Perfect. Thanks. Perfect. I'm gonna follow up on my end as well to see what I can figure out here for you. Okay.
All right, Ruben. Take care.
Thanks, buddy. Bye bye.